This morning we'll turn to two passages from the second letter of Peter, 2 Peter chapter 1, first, verses 1 through 11. You'll find that theme of growth there as well, as it calls to continue to work out your faith and to do that with all effort. And then actually our theme comes from the ending of the letter, where once again there's a very clear call to grow in grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's first turn to the 2 Peter 1, verses 1 through 11. This is the word of the Lord. Simon Peter, a bondservant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So let's now turn to the ending of the letter, chapter 3, verses 14 through 18. Focus this morning then on that first half of verse 18. Therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot and blameless. And consider that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, as also our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given to him, has written to you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to understand, which untaught and unstable people twist to their own destruction, as they do also the rest of the Scriptures. You therefore, beloved, since you know this beforehand, beware lest you also fall from your own steadfastness, being led away from the error of the wicked. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and forever. Amen. Dearly loved congregation of our Lord Jesus Christ, if we look around us, maybe think for it a little bit, we realize that there's actually quite a few examples of growth being a sign of health and of life. Well, if we love gardening or plants, we may think of how things have to grow. And if they stall at any point, we may be wondering, what are we doing wrong? What do they lack? Because growth is a sign of health and of life. And when it comes to infants, we're even more serious about it. Well, babies get measured and their growth is charted, and doctors may pay careful attention to it. to make sure that they are growing and doing so steadily and healthily. If they're not, well, instinctively worried, what's going on? What's wrong? You may think of other areas where growth is a sign of health and of life. But of course, there's always a flip side to it. Some plants may reach their max size. Babies grow and grow and grow until, you know, they hit an age when they're mature and they just stop growing taller. At some point, the end of growth isn't a worry, but a sign of maturity. My question this morning is, what framework do we apply to our Christian life? Do you worry when you don't see growth? Or actually, are you more on the side of like, no, it just means that I'm mature? You're quite comfortable with it, because in your book, it just means like, yeah, you know, just like with everything, physical growth, you kind of just plateaued, you've matured. After so many years of a Christian, you're just kind of at ease with where you're at. Think about that question honestly, but also very carefully. Because you realize that the frameworks are very different. In the one case, the framework means no growth is a sign of something that's unhealthy, something that may be dangerous. And in the other, yeah, it may make us at ease, but is no growth in the Christian life a sign of maturity? Or is this a sign of something wrong? It's a massive difference. And of course, we need to know what the right answer is. And thankfully, the Scripture is very clear. Scripture is full of commands for us to grow. That growth in the Christian life is, as it is for any infant, a sign of health and life. To use a slightly, or to use that plant analogy, but slightly different, it is a sign that the branches are united to the vine and bearing fruits. As you may imagine, yes, this was a sermon that was kind of the start of this year. For everyone to consider, you know, their plans, their goals, how are they to grow? But then I was thinking, like, it's probably also great to do it this month. Like, we're almost through January already, and if there's any time when we thought, like, hey, we had great goals, we had ambitions at the beginning of the year, but after, you know, a couple weeks of it just being dreary and busy and whatever else, let's review this morning that call that God has given us to grow. Let's look at that. Using that language of 2 Peter 3:18, what does it mean for us to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ? And so, look at that, God's call to grow this morning. So, growth is in the Christian life a matter of health and of life, as it is for a child. But maybe this morning we are right away thinking, like, yeah, but as we grow physically, we don't really control our growth a whole lot. It just kind of happens. And as we grew up, or as maybe some kids, you are growing up, you know, like, sometimes, like, you're growing and you're growing and you may measure that at home somewhere, and then for a while it's like, oh, I didn't grow at all, like, in the last month. And all of a sudden it's a growth spurt again. And we might expect the same for our growth as Christians, that, well, just gonna happen. How can God call or even command us to grow? And part of that question is correct. Growth is a gift and work of God. Now, I already alluded to John 15 as that, you know, being grafted into the vine. gardener. Jesus is the true vine. We are just the branches that grow under his care and in their influence. But it is as Jesus himself says in that same chapter. What do we have to do? Abide in him. Remain in him. Stick to him. Jesus says, just stick to me if you want to grow, if you want to bear fruit. And yes, even our physical growth just kind of happens. And yes, if you don't eat well, or you don't eat at all, you will stunt, maybe even halt your growth. There's still a lot that relies on you to do the right thing. And it is that part that Scripture then forces us to consider very carefully. As God has made us alive with Jesus Christ, we are intended to grow and to do so by paying careful attention to the ways and the means and the tools, I say the food that he has given us that we may grow. And so what is it in this verse this morning that the Lord makes us pay attention to? Well, he says, but grow in the grace. So when you think about it, may again be not quite what we would expect. Grace is preeminently the word for God's gift towards us in Jesus Christ. As grace means, you know, undeserved favor. God has given us forgiveness and life, these things that we did not deserve. He gave them to us. Because of anything that we have done, but by grace. Because of what Christ has done. That's why sometimes, you know, people use that acronym, grace. God's riches at Christ's expense. Why focus on grace as that in which we need to grow? Well, let us first answer why this wasn't included. This doesn't mean in any way that, you know, you don't yet have enough forgiveness for your sins, but only in part, until you grow, that somehow in Christ, something's lacking that now you have to grow in. I hope that's clear. Wherever we look in the gospel, wherever we look in the New Testament, it is clear that Christ is supremely our complete Savior. That still remains then. The question still remains. Why grow in grace? Now we could easily say here that grace has more to do with the grace we need to then live the Christian life, and that works. That's kind of what's at the heart of it. But it overlooks this wonderful idea in this combination. Now grow in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the wonderful idea is that the mention of grace really just sets us free. I already alluded to this morning. Maybe your year is going fantastically. Maybe that 2024 is off to a great start. Praise the Lord. But I'm sure there's many others of you who say, you know what, it just feels like another year. Well, we got through the first couple weeks. And maybe you made some commitments, and yes, you maybe see some growth in your life, but maybe also realize that, no, it's just back to the same old, same old. Maybe we're even wondering, like, why is that? When we see, you know, God's call to grow, we just wonder, like, how's that going to happen? And maybe we're even fearful about it. We're tired, exhausted, as soon as, you know, you start hearing about, like, oh, I gotta grow. Could very well be that you're listening this morning and thinking, like, well, the idea of setting the goal to grow is just already such a burden for you. You feel like, yeah, I couldn't even take the first step. It's just too heavy, too tiring, there's too much to be done, too many things to consider. You may just be tempted back to some kind of idea of growth as a growth in legalism, like you just got to follow all of these rules and live that perfect life, and I will never be able to do so. And so this year is just going to be another one. It's like all the rest. Or slightly different response, but probably also a common one, is that as soon as we start to think about, yeah, I should be growing in the Christian life, that we think, yeah, I'm just guilty. There are so many good things that I should be doing, but I cannot find the time. I don't really make the time. I have made commitments, like I'm not going to do A, B, C, or I am going to do A, B, C, and then after a while, I just don't do them anymore. Like, you can start it off good the first 2 weeks, but now, by the end of January, it's like, no, not really anymore. You may even agree, growth is necessary. But that just makes you even feel more guilty about it. Don't you see? That is what's amazing when God says, grow in grace. He says, yes, you may feel tired already. Yes, you may feel ashamed or guilty, but how little you have grown, or maybe use the opportunities that God has given you. But when God says, grow in grace, he counters with the wonderful news that this command is not because, you know, he's fearing that you fail, or that he's ashamed that you've done so little and grown so little. Not at all. When he mentions grace, he reminds us of how he has loved us so dearly. And that Christ himself has laid down his life for our sakes. And he wants us to live. And he wants us to have life to the full. He's the one who has dealt with guilt. He's the one who has dealt with sin. He's the one who sets us free from the dominion of sin. And he wants us to be free. And for that, excuse me, he paid the price. Which means, in order to understand this, what it means to grow in grace means that you don't try to grow because, well, otherwise I'm a failure. You don't try to grow because you want to keep up with so-and-so. You don't try to grow so that you feel better about yourself. And therefore, then they show God, look how much I have done. To grow in grace means to grow because you have laid all of that with Christ and find your security in him. And that the only thing that matters then is Christ. And abiding in him, remaining in him, and knowing that he has given us the freedom to grow in grace. And with that grace then in mind, we can ask ourselves, honestly this morning, have we grown in grace? Have you grown in grace? And think about it, what would that look like? What does that look like for you? One of the key things that grace does all the time is that it is marked or marks us by humility. Growth in the Christian life often starts there. Growth in humility. Which usually also means that it's more difficult to notice our own growth. So also this morning, as we try to answer that question, have I grown in grace? Maybe it's not you who can actually truly answer that. Maybe you have to ask someone who knows you very well. It happens all the time. You know, I ask catechism students or pre-confession class, saying, hey, how have you grown over these years as you've gone through catechism, as you approach taking on, you know, faith in your profession as your own? They always scratch their head like that. I don't know. So, you know, go ask your parents. Go ask your friends. They will most likely be able to know. You ask yourself, am I growing in grace? Ask yourself, are you growing in humility? If that is a struggle, maybe consider ways in which you may grow in that area. Not by just telling yourself, you know, be more humble. But consider, if you've grown in a focus, maybe outside of yourself, Maybe that means a growing outside yourselves in recognizing the importance of only consider spiritual matters. Maybe you see the growth that in the past year, even if it was just slightly, less about the things that you really wanted to get out of them for yourself. That you notice the need to serve the Lord and follow also His calling for you. Maybe this humility has shown itself in the way that it was marked by an increased concern or care and love for others. And those are all marks of humility. Or perhaps your growth in grace has been more on the part of understanding what grace really means for you. Learning to no longer try to measure up in your own eyes or in the eyes of others, but realizing your acceptance is with God is through Jesus Christ and Him alone. Maybe it's a growth in patience. So maybe you're thinking like, yeah, no, I've been trying to grow and I've been doing all the right things, but I just don't see the result that I want. But God's teaching you humility, patience, and it comes from His hand. Think about it. What areas do you notice? What areas do you realize that they might actually need more attention in your life? Or maybe areas in which God has given you incredible growth that you can build on. Where maybe you see it this morning, like, no, you've been stalling. You hit that plateau. Is there maybe a major problem that needs to be able to be addressed in order to grow in grace? Because regardless of what the past year has looked like, our eyes are meant to be up ahead unto Christ Jesus our Lord. And what tools has He given us to grow? Oh, there's got to be some kids here this morning who know the answer of this already, right? What do you need to grow? Probably know the song, you know. Read your Bible, pray every day. If you want to grow. Even kids know it. We all know the answer. But when God calls us to grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, it is good to then also consider, are we actually doing this? Where might have this fallen to the wayside? Where may this not have been a priority anymore? Where are there opportunities where, you know, you start off the year well? You maybe started off thinking, like, yeah, this year I could do it. You know, read through the Bible. Or picked up, you know, a 366-day devotional. This is a leap year. Maybe you set a daily time of prayer. That be, you know, as in your car, on the way to work, lay the day that's ahead of you before the Lord, maybe do it together as a couple or as a family. And even if this year you realize, like, God, this morning I just feel like I stalled, nothing really is working, maybe then also be this the encouragement to try something new. So you may grow in grace. Not just something we consider then what you do personally, reading the Bible and praying, but also maybe consider this morning your church attendance. So maybe that's something that you've struggled with. And yeah, maybe good intentions this year, but it's hard. Do you make use of God's need in the worship and life of the church? And especially consider this if you are tempted this morning to kind of brush that off, being like, you know what, when it comes to growth, that's the one thing that really doesn't do it for me. Like, I haven't really experienced growth through that. Maybe consider then also your expectations with which you worship, and the attitude you have towards it. We always think, like, you know, I don't grow with our worship. I don't grow because of worship, but maybe it's because of our expectations. That is really what needs to be changed. Do you not grow because you don't get much out of worship? Or do you get little out of worship because you're just not growing? idea that growth is just meant to be easy. It's got to be right into your comfort zone. Or are you willing to make the effort to deal with growing pains? It's not just the spiritual matters within our life that we have to consider as we think about Christian growth. There will be many different aspects to our day-to-day that will affect our growth for good or for bad. Consider our daily habits, the company we keep, the words that come out of our mouths, our natural tendency to respond to life, or maybe just the attitude we have towards our daily tasks. So even if this morning you're thinking like, yes, I know what it is to grow, and I pray, and I read, and I attend worship, consider these areas. Because I know none of us are going to be perfect in them. In fact, there may even be among those areas something that is a major harm to our growth. Consider also this morning what growing in grace may mean for the other areas in life in which we may serve the Lord. Or consider those things that you know will be a massive boost to your spiritual well-being. Take time to talk about these things. Take time today, this week, to think about them. Where is God calling you to grow? But also as you review what that looks like, keep in mind what all of this is meant to do. Right? It's to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Don't fall into the trap of thinking, oh, I want to grow, so all that I got to do is, you know, read my Bible, pray, join in worship, watch what I'm doing each day again, studying Scripture, addressing sin in my life, and to do it in some way that's like mechanically. Or to do it as if like it's just a tool. Like people may do meditation or mindfulness. Or like you started the exercise routine this week or this year because you thought like, hey, that's good for my health. These things to grow in grace are not meant to be done as things on their own for their own good. But it's meant to bring us to know more intimately, to know better our Lord Jesus Christ. There can be no growth without knowing our Savior. Of learning to enjoy Him and walking with Him. When growth is great, or when growth is a struggle. To hear His voice saying, abide in me. To grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So maybe it leaves us thinking this morning, you know, what goals may we have? It's hard to set goals when growth is a gift. That's why I like how the hard work of growth or sanctification being transformed has been summarized by one Scottish minister, Robert Martin Chain. Maybe you've heard this as this. For every look at yourself, take 10 looks at Jesus. Not surprising, also came up with the Bible reading plan. Maybe you're using that even this year. He did it so for his congregation that would likely that in thought. Search Scripture. Do so to look at Him. This morning you may look at yourself. Do that. For everyone, look at yourself. Take 10 looks at Jesus Christ. As we seek to grow, realize it's not just going to be about our strengths and our weaknesses. As we grow, it's going to be more and more increasingly about Jesus Christ and His grace. And you will know Him more and more. And as you know Him more and more, you'll see that, well, your weakness, my weakness, is completely covered by His strength. He's a mighty Savior. He may make us grow in ways that we never expected. And as you walk with him, you'll see that even like what we thought, hey, these are my strengths. Now they're just simply being conformed to his image. It's being more and more like him. And his spirit being more and more made like ours. It becoming ours. You may see an increase in humility. And it is recognizing that is the heart, the mind, the spirit of our Savior being made our own. That in all of our growth and struggles, at the end of the day, we get to know him better. So keep looking to him, and you will grow. Go on and grow in grace in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly God and Father, as you have called us, as you have commanded us to grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, we also ask you for this exact thing in prayer. As what you have demanded of us, Father, would you then also give to us graciously through your Son. This morning we pray for growth for this congregation. Continue to build it up in maturity and steadfastness in your word. Would you do so by granting growth to the office bearers here, that they may more and more grow in wisdom and knowledge and in the capacity and ability to do their task and fulfill it as under shepherds under Christ. Father, we pray for growth for those mature members. Father, those who have served you for so many years, we thank you for the witness and testimony. Would you continue to help them to grow? To grow in increasing reliance on you, to continue to be that example to the younger members, to continue to have that zeal to strive in faith. And Father, we pray for growth for those younger members who may still be struggling in the faith. Maybe learning so much and making what we believe their own. Father, help them, encourage them, provide them a lot of knowledge and examples around them that may help them to grow. Help us to grow in grace, that our faith in our Lord Jesus Christ may be so strong, ready to withstand attacks, ready to withstand whatever temptation may come our way, so that we may grow. May you help us to grow in love. That humility may be shown in the care and concern, not for ourselves, but for the people around us. And to put you first, so that Christ may be seen and witnessed in us by the world. And may you help us to grow in that knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, that we may stand steadfast, knowing the truth, and being bold in it. And grounded, not tossed to and fro, but growing in maturity, in the full measure of all that you've given us, in your Son, Jesus.